Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Let's check out what's going on in the market here, mainstream market that is. And let me just first go over to Yahoo Finance. You can see here that the markets are up as we expect, but not up like 1%, with the exception of the Russell at 1.44. Crude is up in a big way, as I predicted. Gold got hammered from yesterday. Bonds are up, so that's probably the place to go. And some of the Forex very low. You can see here with the virtual currencies right here on the alternative, it's just really strong. I just put up some videos on that with live trading to them on the second biggest US exchange. So there's videos on that on my Telegram, okay? Because that's dangerous content, according to YouTube. So here we have the international, some with the British up quite a bit. So let's go over to the charts here. And before I go on here, I just want to make sure you get yourself on the email list, the contact here, quantlabs.net. That way you'll get some free PDFs from me. And if you want, you like what you see, just go over to the store, at the shop link here. Let me just do this. And then in there, we've got some sales that will be winding down. And namely this one, the light bulbs, and this one's gonna go up as well, the Quant Elite, for reasons known. So if you want to get some sampling how this stuff works, you can try these two courses here on the free technical trading technical indicator, as well as this one, the Cloud Windows Server 2019 as a technical, to try those out for free, and walk through those to see how you feel about those if you want to move ahead with what I do. But back to Yahoo, back to the charts. All right, so these are from Oanda. As I kind of had a funny feeling from yesterday, I did think that France 40 would lead the way. First pick right there, and it's got a long on it. So I don't know why that happened. The currencies are really not doing a whole lot, with the yen moving on up with a long there. Same with the on the mixed on the USD CHF. I really very careful on currencies. Is so unpredictable. A person likes solid, a solid trend. One trend that I've been watching that, for those that are fairly new, if you watch this video or this pair here, this is the Thailand baht. It's been a solid run up. You never hear about this from June 16th all the way up, but it's been flattening out over the last few days. So I'm not sure where that's going to go. But again, you see all these mixed long call gold. I called it, and look what happened. It gets hit. And this is why I'm not a big fan of these types of style of trading, because you really gotta stay on top of the daily. I mean, people will tell you to put invest and forget about it, set and forget. That's true. You'll get subpar returns if the markets behave with the assumption that everything's gonna go up forever. As we know, that's not the case. Looking at gold, it's just like I thought, oh yeah, gold's gonna go up. It's starting to move up. We're not seeing that right now. And you lose out on what you gained yesterday. You can see that currently here in euro, pound, Hong Kong dollar, Japanese yen, New Zealand, and so on. One thing I need to always remind you of is the reason why you're not seeing gold in US dollar, because nobody wants to hold it. With the debts and whatever else is going on there. So everything else is there, even euro. Now again, the silver here, you can just see, oh, it's getting killed here. Boy, oh boy, I would not want to hold this stuff. Australia, somewhat back, not doing too good there. Okay, China's one to watch, but it's been in this solid decline since end of May. And there's been some negative stories regarding the defaults at the local level, This is why I think it's not doing too good. And when you look at these declines, it's just like there's something going on there which seems to be very manipulated. And again, we're still waiting for the US stock markets, the indices, to come in here under the excellent score. We're still waiting. We've got France here, oddly enough, even the Euro 50 with a long there. So it just says that people internationally, let's call it rest of the world, is very leery on the US. But the US has been performing pretty good. But I think the time will turn. But where will you go? I mean, a lot of this is dependent upon performance in the US. China, you would think, would be a place to go, but it's clearly not proven. You got here the Euro USD, just in solid decline. And I just ignore these long signals now. I just don't see the point. A lot of unpredictability. The Japanese 225, same thing's been solid decline here. Taiwan, I always thought would do okay. Again, it's either flat or declining. USD 10-year bond, shorts there declining. 30-year, same thing. So you're getting more rotation into US Treasury over the market. So that, and again, this is a world view of the hot capital flow. So the laggards will move into the markets thinking that they're geniuses and they're getting some performance. But over time, I think there's going to be a correction coming out. Again, I'm seeing calls from 10% all the way down to 50%. Those will be big crashes and have big impact. And as you know, people start jumping off of cliffs and stuff because of it, which it's just people get really emotional over it. Okay, so here we have the 5-year not getting hit as hard. 10-year, these are all shorts. When you start to see these shorts long-term, that's a time to worry. When you start to see what I like to, when I see the real confirmation the tide is turning, again, the gold-silver ratio, which we're not seeing, which is good, and seeing that start to long, then that's when you know you got problems. Again, really mixed bag with these currencies. I would stay away from them. Corn, let's talk about the inflation. Corn is one of them. Wheat's another. And the industrial metal, copper. They're not moving on up here as a trend since early June has been in somewhat a solid decline. So the inflation, I'm not worried about short term, at least. That's pretty well all that needs to be said there. So when you hear about the inflation, it might be on the energy, but not on the food, agriculture, I should say. Here's our first New Zealand USD pair in US dollar. Decline. This is why I don't like copper, USD, platinum, USD, very flat. These are precious metals. No growth in them. US 30, very flat, choppy, moving on up today. Now here's what we want to watch is the Brent crude. This is a classic buy the dip. We predicted that. Look what happens. So that's a no-brainer there. Even with a British pound, New Zealand dollar, it's not as strong. You want to see when things start to move badly, you can expect the Scandinavian, Norway, Sweden, the Denmark as well, move up. And maybe I'm eyeing that Mexican peso, don't ask me why. More gold in USD, or sorry, gold in Australia. That's a good trend, but lately it's been dropping. The CHF, the Swiss franc, doesn't have the influence as it once did. Gold in the pound, not getting heavily as hit. More of these. But look at that big hit there on the Swiss franc. Big decline there. That's silver. Silver and Swiss franc. Silver in the pound as well. Don't know. Very choppy. This is a good mean reverting for the Australian 200, but why play it? You got better places to get easier return on trending instruments or assets. Euro Australia, that's looking good. But again, it's so unpredictable. You will get some of these weird patterns with the Hungarian. This is a good one, Euro Hungarian. But the ones you think would do well don't do well. Like here, Euro New Zealand. Here's another rally, Euro Sweden. So if you know about those, play them. Oh, boy, I'm not going to mention these Euro USD. Japan, man, I wouldn't be touching these ones. Netherlands, the same. Singapore is just way too choppy. You can't do anything with those. Taiwan, I liked, but you can see it's just not a place to go put money into. Here's a UK 10-year. Again, really choppy with a short there. This one is probably an interesting one. That's the Russell. Decline, bouncing back. 30 years looking okay, but it's got a short there with decline. Here's the USD, China won, very flat. Really tough to check these out. This one you'd have, as I said, a lot of hope in. USD, India rupee, that is. Not seeing it. Some decent, it's okay performance with the Poland, USD, Poland. USD 30-year bond, no. But sorry, it's US top 30. We're still in a very good performance. A lot of these I just don't like. Here are some interesting ones. oil, buy the dip, up it goes. Same with Brent crude. So again, with the inflation, I can see that between early June till here, of July 5th, it's trying to bounce, recover, hasn't yet. So again, that inflation call is just not there. And when you look at like an agriculture, it's been flat. This is where they caught the inflation, okay? But it's been flat since May. I really thought this would continue with the debt of the U.S. Now, this is the one we want to watch. Wheat's doing quite well. We called that, but it's gone flat since yesterday. I don't know. I think that might have been a temporary run-up. So I don't know what to tell you. The other digital currencies right now, the place to go. Better performance, more consistent Canadian, Japanese yen. That looks pretty good. Not a lot to talk about here. Copper. Very flat. I mean, it had a really nice run up early in the year on the, let's do a 1 day. You can see that run up from October till May, and it's dropped back. A lot of this has to do with also the global sickness, as well as this has been a solid decline. So if you time that, that's due to the medicine that they're forcing on us and little babies. So that does have an impact, but guess what? The global sickness does come back because it mutates. So copper is not a concern right now. Platinum, really go nowhere. We'll leave it at that. So again, I'm just going to show you the charts. Boom, boom, boom. The big one. Okay. I mean, this is hourly basis, but with us, that's what you get. Okay, so if you want to know more about that, all you got to do is just join, either go to the store and investigate here and here. And go to the contact page to get on the email list as well, which is under the home, or just go to quantlabs.net. And then there is the good old contact page right here. And just so you know, we're getting double digit today. Yesterday we got a 3% in the morning, but if you put safeguards in, you can protect that. So go to the contact page here under quantlabs.net, and then what will happen is you'll get the form and you'll get some PDF books as well. We'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.